This is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, July 9th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. If you're seeing us on YouTube, thank you. Our address there, of course, at 5 and 10. Please subscribe, click the bell for notifications, smash the like button. But stick around after the break. We'll tell you how to make sure we never get canceled. Item number 5 today, Beryl. Hurricane Beryl made landfall in Texas on Monday, left about 1.5 million people in the Houston area without power. Gusts as high as 94 miles an hour reported at Freeport, Texas. Remnants of Beryl hitting us in the Ozarks here today arrived here at our place around 2 o'clock Monday afternoon. We've got some localized flooding in Arkansas, southwest Missouri. This is an interesting storm. Beryl, the earliest Category 4 hurricane and Category 5 hurricane on record. The last time there was an early July Category 5 hurricane was Dennis back in 2005. That was the year that we had Hurricane Katrina. Let's pray that we don't see another one of those anytime soon. As of Monday morning, Hurricane Beryl responsible for at least 13 deaths, 11 in the Caribbean islands, 2 more in Harris County, Texas, when trees fell on separate houses in separate incidents on Monday morning. Topic number 4, Asia. This is a story that has not been widely reported here in the West. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization just met in Afghanistan. Members of the group, India, Iran, Kazakhstan, China, Kyrgyzstan, Russia, Tajikistan, Pakistan, Uzbekistan, and now, as of this meeting, new member, Belarus. The growing ties between Russia, India, China with the global South, that is a big deal. Of course, here we in the United States, we're so fixated on what's going on with the Trump versus Biden showdown that we're not paying attention to the rest of the world. The big three in the SCO, Russia, China, and India, are cementing ties, growing closer together, and really bringing together a new focus on Eurasian unity, especially with the addition of Belarus, which is basically Eastern Europe. Watch for them to integrate other nations like Turkey, the Gulf oil states, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Qatar, Azerbaijan into this organization. Between the respective economies, the natural resources they control, especially petroleum, and the military. I mean, between India and China, you've got 3.5 billion people between those two nations. This will be increasingly difficult, if not impossible, for Western elites, the United States, NATO, and so on, to force its collective will on the rest of the world, especially as the global South seems more interested in aligning with the BRICS plus nations and the SCO nations, and there's a lot of overlap between those two groups, than with NATO and the West. Now, that said, Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum keeps trying to push his vision of a one world under Western elite leadership. Schwab, speaking at the WEF's recently concluded summer meeting in China, told his followers that ushering in the globalist agenda will require humanity to be forced into collaboration with this unelected organization. And the time for the forced collaboration has now arrived. This is what I wrote in my book, The Second Coming of Saturn. It's not a coincidence that all of this is following the so-called Great Mutation, the conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn on the winter solstice of 2020. I mean, from the viewpoint of the globalists and especially the neo-pagan occultists who are looking at this, the time is now for the arrival of a new golden age, and Schwab and his globalist allies think that they're the ones to make it happen. Schwab praised China for its economic policies. They see China's top-down organization as a model for a technocratic society, high-tech surveillance state, through smart cities, smart electric vehicles, smart homes, smart appliances, smart meters, artificial intelligence, digital IDs, central bank digital currencies. All of those things have one thing in common. They all come with off switches that are not under the control of the end users, which would be us. This is what they want us to adopt. We get out of line, they cut off your electric power, your electric car, shut off your electronic digital money, everything. Again, Schwab saying we must be forced into collaboration with the World Economic Forum, and they're going to use climate change, now that we're past the pandemic, climate change is the next club they will use to coerce us into line. Now, later in this speech, Schwab returned to his one of his favorite talking points, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, the This would be a way to impose limits to growth. Limits to growth, a very important phrase. That was the title of an influential globalist book published by the Club of Rome back in 1972. One of the book's co-authors, Dennis Meadows, said 6 years ago in an interview that the world's population should be reduced from the current 8 billion or so down to 1 or 2 billion. Meadows adding that he hoped that this massive depopulation could be done in a peaceful way. Didn't say should, he just said he hoped it could. Because ultimately, what's good for the elites, well, the rest of us just need to be forced into collaboration to make that happen. Topic number two, Big Brother. And this is how the United States is partnering with the WEF and its globalist agenda. The government here in the U.S. has a plan to use artificial intelligence to censor our speech. Secretary of State Antony Blinken admitting last week that the State Department is preparing to use artificial intelligence to combat disinformation. This is a government-wide artificial intelligence rollout that will require the cooperation of big tech and other private sector partners. This was at a speaking engagement last week with the State Department's Chief Data and AI Officer, Matthew Gravis. Blinken talked about the extraordinary potential and extraordinary benefit that AI has on society and how, quote, AI could be used to accelerate the sustainable development goals, which are, for the most part, stalled, end quote. Now, the sustainable development goals, that's the United Nations Agenda 2030, Sustainable Development Goals, which is a government blueprint for a one-world totalitarian system. The same goals as the World Economic Forum. These goals include Gaia-worshipping climate agenda, along with new restrictions on free speech, freedom of movement, and wealth transfers from wealthy nations to poor countries, with the elite, of course, taking a percentage for facilitating those transfers. And Blinken is saying these goals can now be achieved by employing advanced artificial intelligence technologies. Well, China is partnering with the globalists of the West for now, because the ultimate goal is to eliminate, where to achieve their ultimate goal, China's, that is, which is to make China the world's dominant superpower, Western middle-class citizens need to be eliminated. The middle class, we need to be reduced to serfdom. It's just the Western elites don't recognize that China is just using them for now before they... If our Lord tarries, the rest of the 21st century is going to be a very, very interesting time to be alive. Not necessarily fun, but interesting. Coming up, the Democrats have a cunning plan to save the candidacy of Joe Biden. You'll never guess. It involves Star Wars. That's next on 5 and 10.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to make sure you know how you can get your copy of this incredible book, Overcoming Cancer, From Despair and Desperation to Hope, Life, and a Newfound Mission, in the Lynette Hill Special Offer. This amazing opportunity includes the brand new book by Lynette Hill, Overcoming Cancer, From Despair and Desperation to Hope, Life, and a Newfound Mission, that details her harrowing journey from a prognosis of death to her own awe-inspiring restoration after discovering God's path for true healing, maximizing immunity, and supporting recovery. But that's not all. This unbelievable collection also includes my book, Unlocking Eden, with companion DVD that reveals the true underlying root cause behind why millions of Americans are suffering a health crisis epidemic right now, completely unnecessarily. From the importance of detoxification, unburdening metabolic pathways, and maximizing methylation, the Unlocking Eden book and companion DVD collection is filled with groundbreaking information that can help you revolutionize your health and your life. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $65. Yours now for your donation of only $35, which includes free shipping to all U.S. orders. So act quickly. You can scan the QR code on your screen using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity right now, but it's available only while supplies last, so don't delay. You can visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Lynette Hill special offer.
Item number one today, the Democrats' cunning plan to save Joe Biden's candidacy. They plan to use the Yoda stratagem. That's not what they're calling it. That's what I'm calling it. But apparently, this plan is to use a Star Wars analogy, depicting President Biden as old and frail, yet wise and influential, like Yoda, the Master Jedi, as opposed to Donald Trump, who's like Jabba the Hutt, a gluttonous, powerful gangster. Convicted felon, I think, is the term they keep using. This is just as ridiculous as it sounds. But that's how they're trying to spin it. Isn't it interesting that the media and prominent Democrats only noticed Joe Biden's cognitive impairment when it became clear that through the polls that they were no longer able to hide it? In other words, they were only worried about President Biden's mental state when it threatened their jobs and their hold on power. This week, SkyWatch TV's main program features a wonderful woman with an amazing testimony. Lynette Hill was diagnosed with cancer back in 2020, of course, the height of the lockdowns, which meant, okay, if you're in the hospital, nobody can come to visit you. That's awful. And I grieve for the families who had to deal with situations like this back in 2020 and 2021. Anyway, she was told there wasn't much she could do. Well, she proved them wrong, and through the power of our Heavenly Father, who is the ultimate physician, she is now sharing what she did in hopes that it may be of some help to you. Overcoming Cancer is her new book. Joe Artis Horn hosting these discussions with Lynette Hill. You can watch the first program in this series right now at our website, skywatchtv.com. You can also catch it at one of our broadcast networks, our partners in Christian television. Our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air broadcast is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. Now, if you've got Roku or Apple TV, make sure you've got the SkyWatch TV channel installed. You can watch all of our video content there. You can also catch us over the airwaves, over the internet, youtube.com/@SkyWatchTelevision or rumble.com/SkyWatchTV. You can also catch it right now on your mobile device. And this is how you guarantee we never get canceled. Download the free SkyWatch TV app to your smartphone or tablet. All of our video content comes right to you, bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech, and better yet, adds some additional features like a calendar of our upcoming events, a tab for donations if you're so led. Also, there's a tab there for our streaming video site, SkyWatch Films Documentaries, an audio Bible with multiple translations and more, all in the palm of your hand, whether you're holding an iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire phone or tablet. And we've got links to their app stores so you can find the app that's right for your device. Go to skywatchtv.com/app. Follow 5 in 10 online. We're at YouTube at 5 in 10 on X, formerly Twitter, at 5_in_10. And thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.
Hi, friends. Pastor Mike Spaulding here to announce the Go Therefore 2024 conference. We will gather Friday and Saturday, July the 26th and 27th, at Harvest Revival Center in Brookville, Ohio. This year, we welcome the following scholars, Bible teachers, and researchers: Derek and Sharon Gilbert, Joe Horn, L.A. Marzulli, Dr. Judd Burton, Pastor Paul Begley, Pastor Carl Gallops, Dr. Greg Reed, Tom Dunn, and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will be doing a book signing for her new book, Walking with God. Live stream is available. Ministry tables are available for like-minded ministries. Hotel and other information is on the conference website, www.gothereforeconference.com. Looking forward to seeing you.